to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's time to open. Good morning, you American state nationals. You're listening to Waking Up in America, dynamic radio dialogues brought to you by Key Media, happily200.hghbreakthrough.com. I pronounced that very clearly, happily200.hghbreakthrough.com. You go over there, you fill out the information card on the side. Make sure you do that because you'll get fascinating information on how the body works, and you can actually start the reversing aging product. I'm actually younger than I was last year. That's wonderful. I recently told somebody I was living to be 200 years old, and this is all part of it. And you may laugh, or you may think, isn't she cute because she's 77, or whatever you think. Hey, we're doing it. We've got all kinds of magical chambers. This year, the med bed is coming out. We are told as part of the secret technology that our government was supposed to give us a long time ago where we could regenerate ourselves, but of course that would have ruined the Social Security pool, which has been sucked by corruption. I mean, it just gets more and more interesting. Anyway, check out that HGH breakthrough, and if you're ready for another round, which I totally am because I'm having so much fun here on planet Earth, let's just do it. Let's turn it around. Also, Sherry St. Vincent and I, and we've got a couple of other people that are interested, have decided to go to Panama and get stem cell injections, which takes about a week. And I've heard some remarkable stories about people that were dying in their 80s and 90s and that are dancing in their hundreds. So I'm happy to bring that concept to you as a possibility. You may have to hear it 10, 12 times where you go, okay, you know, if I could really have a grand wife, okay, I'd stick around and I'd be helpful. Because what we need is people here to help the transition, and we've had people here that have gone through a lot of transitions. And today in particular, we have two very special guests that Randy Shannon found, and she'll be talking more about that with you later. We have Wolfgang Halbig, who's actually known for his book investigations, and we have William P. Dunn, who has written a very touching book on what happened when the HIPAA law went through and families couldn't be told that what was going on with members of their family, and which hits another area of mine. I can't stand the idea that children can get aborted without their parents knowing. So it's a power-laden show today. It's a show that in the background of this show, in the background of this show is a conversation that we recognize a higher power. I happen to recognize the Buddha and Christ. Other people recognize different things, but we're in fields in which what we're doing is we're going for the highest goal. So no matter what religion or belief you are, you know there's something bigger than you are. And that's what Waking Up in America is about, is connecting you with all those strands. Now, people call in from all over the world to create this program. And when you listen to this program and you listen to the Lord's Prayer, when you hear what these people say, if you're moved by them, go out and help. See where it fits in your life. And when Jesus said we should pray, what he actually said was to go out into the world and get that which is yours. For me, and I think for Randy, and she can answer for herself on that, our job is to go out into the world and bring you education and conversations about real people and real things that are happening and real lives that have been lived. We're not fabricating this stuff. And for our listeners here, many of you know that I've been on a campaign for the last 12 years to put a wedge in the banking system and their corruption, because in 2006 I found out they are already paid, and that my mortgage had been paid off since the first 3 days. And I went into a 12-year journey to go after the bank. I've had the sheriff's knock at my door. You heard it earlier this year. For Valentine's Day, I found out that my house is free and clear, that some of the things that I have done, I've got to be more clear about them. I'll share them with you, but I don't want you to get in trouble, because I'm not quite sure how I won all this stuff yet. But the sheriff no longer knocks at my door. They actually send social services over to make sure that I was happy and healthy. And then after that, they sent over a special office that actually is their press office and their investigator office to tell them me that they were investigating the case, and that I basically had nothing to worry about. So you've heard all those horrible stories about, you know, the helicopters coming and the SWAT teams coming after people. Well, it's not the case in my case, because I never made them wrong. I just presented them with facts that were irrefutable. And in the background of the show today, we have Valerie Lopez, who won't be saying a whole lot here, but she will be inviting you to come on with her on the 17th so that she can tell her story, because Valerie's been successful too. Yesterday, I'm not going to name the bank on the air, but it's the biggest one I could find, defaulted on my lawsuit for $300 million against them because I had evidence of forgery and fraud, thanks to a document detective called Tom Hargraves. I have a team I call the Legal Deagles that I just want to say thank you to. I'm not mentioning their names because they didn't want them mentioned. They prefer to be in the background. They're legal researchers, okay? And they're here to make sure that you get your house back and you get your rights back and you get your family back, and that the government doesn't get you to tell you you can't have any information on your crazy wife who then commits suicide. You can't protect your kids in the school because there's gun control. But hey, is it really needed? We have a little gun history here. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control from 1929 to 1953. About 20 million people were unable to defend themselves and were rounded up and exterminated. In 1911, Turkey established gun control from 1915 to 1917. 1.5 million Armenians unable to defend themselves were exterminated. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, a total of 13 million Jews and others were exterminated. China established gun control in 1935, and from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents were exterminated. Guatemala, 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Mayan Indians exterminated. Uganda, 1971 to 79, 300,000 Christians exterminated. Cambodia, 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people exterminated. 56 million defenseless people have been exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. And here's an interesting fact for you. The Japanese did not invade our mainland because American citizens have gun control. So all of this, as you can see, is a lead into insanity. And Randy, this precious man that's gone through all of these things, this dear Bill, you have to introduce him.
Excellent. Well, a great lead up. First of all, his name is William P. Dunn, and people can find him on the internet, William Dunn, author, D-U-N-N, and he goes by Bill. And I heard his story over a year ago, and it's a very moving story. He actually has a book. I'll let him tell you about it. It's out on Amazon. This is a guy who just, you know, when you read the story, he does a phenomenal job leading up to the events, and he just had a normal life, just working towards the American dream and having the perfect American family and all of these things. And then life took turns, and they were weird. They were abnormal. And at the end of the day, he ended up, it went so south and became such a tragedy that he ended up writing a book about it because of the injustice that there's a lot of these that are going on in this country right now and have been for years. But this guy has an incredible story, and I hope everybody goes and gets his book. It's a page turner. I remember, you know, I was telling my mom that, you know, the first 80 pages that I read in the book, I said, he does a phenomenal job of just laying out what life was and how absolutely normal it was. And it's just like everybody else and the steps that they're taking. So, William, or Bill, we'll call you Bill on the show today. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and let's just get right into it, because we don't have a ton of time, and I think everyone needs to hear your story.
Okay. Well, I'm just the kid, you know, Randy, is I had a paper route. I worked hard. I wanted to be a forest ranger. Dad had a talk with me. I wound up getting a degree in college in economics. I was told by the partners of Wall Street I wasn't good enough, and I started the back office, and 10 years later, I worked for the largest bond firm in the world, Cantor Fitzgerald. Okay? We did very well, and the book follows our lives together, the ups and downs. There's many things in the beginning of the book that have extreme, how will I describe it? They come to fruition later on. So points in the beginning of the book follow our lives together, but many of the incidents have a later effect, as you know, because you've read it. So
can you thumbnail that for our listeners, Bill?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you take something from the past and then say what the future effect was?
Well, there were incidents that occurred. There's places up in the Catskills that have very much bearing. We had a camp up there. We would go up and spend our summers up there. And after my late wife passed away, some things happened up there that are just very, very spiritual. You know, and as I said, about a year and a half after my wife passed away from a suicide, I met a medium, and this woman gave me messages, and basically she told me things, and they later came to fruition, came true. So the book kind of follows our lives together. The first 100 pages are about, like as Randy said, the first 80 show our lives, and the next 20, because the first part of the book is about 100 pages long, some things start to get odd. Now, in the summer of 2005, an incident occurred where my wife was acting pretty peculiar, and then all of a sudden we were at a restaurant, and she turned beet red and started getting sweating, and I said, what the hell's going on here, pardon my language, and she said, well, I'm going through the change of life. So I kept asking her for the next period of time, that was in August of 2005. A year later, she was committed to a psychiatric ward. Now, at the time that she was taken away, we lived in a little town called New Vernon, New Jersey. Forbes magazine ranked New Vernon as the 23rd wealthiest zip code in America in 2006. So, you know, I'm just a guy who worked my ass off, pardon my language, and worked hard.
You have to be careful. Language,
yeah,
actually, yeah. We have censors. Oh, I'm not sure.
I worked my butt off. Let's say it leave that.
And double with a double T.
Yeah, exactly. So what really happened is that in August, my wife was telling me she was seeing a doctor, which she was not doing, I later found out. So she was involuntarily taken from our home and basically was in denial of her mental health issues. What got her there was basically she jumped from a moving vehicle, and when the police came on August, I believe, 19th of 06, and state officials, my 12-year-old daughter disclosed to them that when she woke up on Monday morning, her mother was laying next to her with a 14-inch carving knife. So that's what took her away. In New Jersey, there was a hearing within 20 days, which I was not allowed to go to because of a portion of the HIPAA law. She didn't want me there. And Judge Robert J. Brennan threw out all this evidence, this hearsay evidence, and released her back into the home. 90 days after she was released, my 12-year-old daughter came home and found her mother in a suicide.
She killed herself.
Yes, she took her own life. She was ill. Okay, and what we went through, I was
knife.
Told.
I want our readers to be shocked. Okay.
Okay. Well, they're shocked. My 12-year-old daughter found her mother at home. Okay, I got a phone call, and I kept thinking something was wrong. And eventually, I located an attorney by the right guy, and we instigated a litigation. And then what I found, what occurred behind my back, I it was just horrific. I mean, a local police department should have been sued, but they weren't, okay? I went to these people many, many times. A state agency, DIFAS, was supposed to monitor our household. The woman came once in September and didn't come for over two months, and I kept calling and calling and calling. And when we eventually settled in arbitration, what I found out was the state agency falsified documents. They shredded all their field notes, even though they were involved in litigation. I refer to them as, the word I like to use is called public disservice, okay? Because you can't fire anybody who works in government no matter what they do. I say they work in Never Never Land because they never, never get fired. And it took 6 years to prevail in this case, okay? And as I slowly uncovered every bit of evidence, I said, thank God I did this. And I thought to myself, I wrote this really, Val, for one reason. I said, I'm an educated man. I'm fairly well off. And I said, if this can happen to me, what about everybody else that doesn't have a pot to, you know, anything financially?
It has happened to a lot of other people.
Oh, that's terrible. And I didn't know. I put all the statistics in there. One girl who read my book said she's using it for a thesis paper. We have approximately one out of four people in America are suffering from a mental health issue. It could be, you know, a health disorder, but basically about just under 6% of our adult population of 275 million people, or roughly 15 million people, are severely ill. My wife was a wonderful person. I can't tell you what caused this illness, but it came about very quickly, and my hands were literally physically tied. I was told nothing. So when a judge has the right to overrule doctors who said she needed to go to a long-term facility, let her out. And the craziest thing is, you'll never guess who got assigned our case when we filed the litigation. Judge Robert J.
Well, we actually did guess, because it was the most outrageous thing that could happen.
The same man who let her out from at least possibly getting a chance to recover, he was assigned the case, and for over 5 years he signed his name off to anything. I actually went to go see this man in November, the beginning of November, before she passed away, and I sat outside his chamber all day long at the advice of an attorney, and at 5 o'clock, 2 minutes to five, I was told he was too busy to see me. I wanted to break his door down. And if I'd done it, they'd have hauled me off to jail, and I couldn't do it because I had an ill woman at home with two children.
We totally hear you, and our hearts ache for what you went through. You've got right about 2 minutes here if you want to tell us some of the magic that happened on the mountain.
Oh, okay. Some oddball things happened. This woman told me, basically, she said, Bill, this medium I met, I didn't even know she was it turns out she's world-renowned. She basically gave me some messages. At one point, she tells me, my daughter needs to go to get the blue dress for the dance. I said, what dance? A year before that, in September, I had signed a check for my daughter to go to a wedding. A cotillion, which is a formal dance. So we go to Macy's, and my daughter looks at a blue dress. She puts it down. She goes into looks at a pink dress, which is in there. And she goes to the dressing room. She's in there for 15 minutes. The next thing I know, she comes out with this sky blue strapless blue dress that this medium told me she was going to get, and my head was completely baffled. So the other thing that occurred were the butterflies. You know, my minister said, you know, God comes through with messages from birds and butterflies. And
right on.
That's how that book ends, with this magical little thing that occurred up in the middle of the Catskills, where this butterfly appears from nowhere, and as I say, I lower the window, I say, be free, I'm now free. You know, so it's kind of, I've gone full circle, Val, on this whole thing. And
I get it, but it's even bigger than you know, because I've had an almost identical experience to what you were talking about, where a psychic,
really?
Where dreams tell me that I have to wear certain shoes to a funeral, and then it turns out that all of my friends were told to wear certain shoes to a funeral, too, and that what the request was is that we should all dance together afterwards to celebrate her life. And six different people wore dance shoes because that's what we were told to do.
Yeah.
I appreciate the realm that you're in, okay? And
mm-hmm.
What I want to do is, because, first of all, we're opening up right now as an entire radio show, and I'd like to schedule you for that. I'm wanting to do the same thing with Wolfgang. We just had a rush of energy that we felt obligated in a good way to get started, you know, to get the conversation started. the conversation here is we've got to get that HIPAA law out.
Okay? Absolutely.
Law has to be gone. It's affecting American families all over the place, and it has to go. It's part of breaking America apart. Wolfgang is going to tell you more about breaking America apart. Paul, you've been great in the background listening as our Washington insider. We want to thank all the people that are sponsoring this program. I'm just going to say thank you to you guys. You know who you are. We've talked about you every week, but I really want to get this data on the air. And, Paul, I want to know if you have any quick comments to make about what you've heard with Bill here and Randy, too.
Well, you know, remarkable comments, and it's a sad commentary on a number of the areas that need superior repair in the United States. The drug industry, the healthcare industry, and the neglect, the utter neglect of the poor 25% of our population that suffers from depression.
I'll tell you, that's great. And Wolfgang, you're sitting over there too. What's happening for you as you listen to Bill's story?
Well, you know, I close my eyes and I think about mental health and how it plays out in our public school system with guidance counselors. There is such a disconnect. There's such a lack of training. There's just such a need for all of these students. And even teachers, they've got to have people that they can go to, have a conversation, and get some help. And, you know,
there's
such a big misnomer, you know, guidance counselor. Everybody thinks they're counselors. They're not trained in mental health. And I think that's something
we ought
to talk about.
No, they're totally not trained in mental health, and I totally appreciate your input. And who you're actually listening to, folks, and I want you to know who he is in the background. He's an ex-state trooper, okay, a Florida state trooper. He is also vice principal of a school, so he knows exactly what's going on here, okay? So anything else? Randy, what do you want to throw in on this?
Well, since Wolfgang already spoke, I wanted to also add to, he's the National School Safety Director, and he was very pivotal in investigating Sandy Hook, and he's now very involved in what's going on in Florida and definitely has some commentary and things to say about that. And the reason that him and Bill are so good to have on together is because Bill has firsthand knowledge of this HIPAA. I mean, he was married to this woman, was not allowed to hear any of her diagnosis, and she was released back to the family with nobody knowing what in the world was even wrong with her, and it put the whole family into a very dangerous situation, really.
Neighbors, and I mean everybody.
Everyone, and no one.
Everyone. So, Wolfgang, with that, not, you had asked before the show if you could bring in Broward County. I think the insanity here on all of these issues is the fact that a lot of Americans believe about Sandy Hook and believe Broward.
Well, you know, and that's what's amazing. They are sold by the national news media. They come home at night, they turn on the news, and no matter what comes out of their mouth, they actually believe it without checking it out for themselves. This is amazing. And I can see why we have mental health issues. I mean, this is huge, as we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
well,
I say,
Let's get it all from you.
Well, with Bill, you know, I'm amazed to hear the story, you know, about mental health issues. My big thing as a school administrator for over 29 years, why is it that we as a people in this country can't find 26 fourth grade children that sang at the Super Bowl on February the 3rd, 2013? They sang before 110 million people worldwide. They got the
Bothered, by the way, too. And I went, wait a minute.
But they disappeared. They have never, ever been seen again or heard from again. Now think about the mental health of those 26 fourth graders. How is it their school counselors? How is it that psychologists and psychiatrists don't care about these 26 fourth graders? You don't think their mental health, physical and mental, have been destroyed? And I'd like to see what Bill has to say about that.
I want to
jump in on that. just to explain what you're talking about, if people go on YouTube to the 2013 Super Bowl halftime singers, basically those are the kids you are speaking about, because people won't understand that. We need to connect that.
Thank you, Randy.
So, you're welcome. Explain who those kids were.
Well, you know, they were introduced by CBS Sports as children from the Sandy Hook Elementary School who were inside the school on December 14th, 2012, when this tragic massacre happened. These kids were in the school, and now they're here singing and trying to bring healing and love back to the community. And here they are, 110 million people. They have never ever been seen, heard from. Their names have never been spoken. Not one news story, not one interview, not one television interview. How do you make 26 fourth grade children disappear? Do you know the
crisis,
damage that
I'm guessing
them?
That they may have been crisis actors.
But
is that possible?
Val, are you ready? Are we in this country at the point now we're using children? We're getting children to lie?
Yeah, totally. We're at that point. Okay, they're called crisis actors. I was horrified. I actually saw a crisis actor, Wolfgang, that showed different tapes from different crisis things that he's reported. One of them, he was a doctor, and another one, he was a grieving father at Sandy Hook, and that was his reel. You know, when you're an actor, you have this thing called a reel, and it's snapshots of different things you've done. This guy had Sandy Hook as a grieving dad on his reel. I mean, reels and what's real?
But Val, what have we learned? Anyone who dares yells fire in a crowded theater and causes death or injury, those were felonies. Now, you know what Sandy Hook did? It inflicted emotional distress on millions and millions of America all over the
totally.
World.
Oh, totally, and kids are
and you,
to go to...
It,
now in L.A., because we live in a sanctuary state now, Wolfgang.
See, I don't understand that. I don't understand we the people anymore. We have laws. I'm a naturalized U.S. citizen. I follow the law. I've earned the privilege of citizenship. I don't understand sanctuary cities. You know, I came to this country at age 12 legally. I earned my citizenship legally. I am proud of it. And
yeah, I say anybody wants to come into this country, sign up, go through the process,
absolutely.
We'll welcome you. Anybody else, get the heck out now, because we're going to put your butts back over the border, and that's butts with two T's.
Well, you know, at age 12, 13, 14, the whole time I came to this country in 1958, every January of each year, I was called an alien. I had to register. And can you imagine? I'm called an alien. I don't even know what that was back in 1958, 59.
1970, it meant you were in Area 51.
But I was an alien, I can tell you that.
Andy, you're in Florida, okay? Has Broward County affected people in Florida like Sandy Hook did?
Who are you addressing there?
You. In Florida,
okay.
You. From your point of view. And also, you know, anybody else that wants to comment on it too, but I was thinking you're right there in the state where everything's been happening.
I think most people are falling for it. I think, you know, we also had a shooting at an airport. I mean, it's not the first one that's happened here that seemed like a hoaxy kind of story. I mean, these kids were told in the morning they were having a fire drill, and that they might hear blank shots fired, blanks, that they were guaranteed they were going to be blanks. This came over the loudspeaker, according to some of the eyewitnesses. The media is picking up testimony from only four kids who were all in the actors group, and they're not doing the hundreds of others that have other things to say. And, you know, when have you in your entire life, if you go back to your school days, ever had a fire drill where shots were fired? And so now later in the day...
I saw an interview of somebody that actually said they were talking to the shooter in the hall when the shots were being fired. So they can't even get their story straight. The big thing here is you don't have to buy everything. You can start questioning it. And there's a lot of research on these guys. So And I'm wondering, Bill, do you have any comments on this?
Well, I'll, this is what I think, okay? I'm a gun owner. I have shotguns. I took the guns out of my house, and I told that to the police up in New Jersey. And you could put an armed guard in every single school, okay? You could have them in every single classroom. But what happens when the children just leave the school and go out the front door? What's to prevent somebody from shooting there? You know, you have Gabby Gifford, who was shot by a mentally ill man. This continues to go on. And unless we address this as a nation as a whole, and I truly believe what I've said, that the HIPAA law is such a hindrance because professionals are afraid to say anything. And quite frankly, in my opinion, the FBI agent who failed to notify the Miami Bureau should be discharged immediately. His or her name should be made public and should be fired from their job. There's 20, what are we at, 19?
Absolutely.
Supposedly?
Absolutely.
And the problem is you can't hold anybody accountable. At least they've gotten rid of two police officers. Why is the FBI curtailing the name of the individual who did this? Okay? We are prohibited by law because of unions in this nation that protect these people. And this person, him or her, who failed to do their job, should be immediately fired. If they worked in the private industry, they'd be fired and they'd never get a job again in their chosen field. We don't do this to government employees. In my case, state employees falsified records, didn't even show up twice for depositions. If that were you or I, the police would be at our house the next day and locking us up. We need to hold government employees accountable in this nation. And they're not. And until you can fire these people, nothing's going to change, period. Because they're not held accountable. They have no fear of losing their jobs. That's what I think, personally.
So the times are changing. I want to let you know that, Bill, and thank God, because I've been in the foreclosure conversation. And as I said, I actually got to the point where the sheriffs came over to help me. There's a lot of people trapped inside the systems that we're describing today that are actually your friends. But they're afraid of not being able to feed their families or losing their jobs or whatever the things that people are afraid of. So when you go out looking for friends. Obviously, Bill's judge was no friend to anybody but himself, okay? The one that made all the decisions and then manipulated things for 5 years. And these kinds of situations with articulate people drive them into airtime. It has to happen. I wanted to know, Paul the Plumber, any comments that you have on any of this that's been going on?
Well, the comment that I have is simply to second and support the discussion. None of the FBI people in that field office who ignored and did pass on the proper communications should be working, but it is an illness. It's a malaise that pervades the whole government. If we look at the corruption surrounding the Mueller investigation, Nuclear One, the FISA warrants, declaring a wiretap on a totally innocent American citizen so that wiretaps could then be justified against the Trump campaign, and it goes on and on and on. So you have to ask yourself, well, why is it not happening with the FBI? Because the corruption is rampant. And unfortunately, there's a very secret cloak of protectionism that's been brought up on government employees. They should all be held accountable. And the FBI dropping the ball in this way is scandalous.
Now, you and I both live in the great sanctuary state of California. You just think it can't get worse any day, and then you find out that now the pedophiles are going to be released here because Governor Brown doesn't think they need any containment. We also have a situation which now, if in our state it was illegal for you to have sex with another person if you had AIDS without informing them. That net law has now been taken away, so there's a lot of loaded guns out there of a different sort that are extremely dangerous, and people need to pay attention. We're being harassed from every angle. Our gasoline prices are going up. Our food prices are going up. The kids are afraid to go to school now because of the shootings in Florida. And then we've got, because we've got the guy is going over the border, okay? There's all kinds of stuff going on here. So,
California is a disaster area.
I think it's probably the worst in the entire United States. Would you guess, what do you say about that, Randy?
100%. What else can govern?
I don't invite people to come to California anymore, okay? I'm a native Californian, and it's like, don't come to our state right now. We've got a lot of poop on the beach. So,
this guy in power to make these decisions for all of the people that are just, they're just
immoral. He thinks he's king. He thinks he's God. I saw a little video of him walking on his farm, said he was the happiest he'd ever been in his whole life. You bet. King Brown, I believe
as
that he's actually guilty.
On all the people.
So we've got treason, we've got illusion, we've got hoaxery. It's like you got to find your spiritual core, folks. That's the most important thing. And I'm telling you, this 5-HGH stuff has helped me. Another thing that's really helped me is something called a magnosphere. Look it up. Find out what centers have them. If you can understand why I could actually laugh during a conversation, it's the laughter comes from the knowledge that these people are idiots and will be seen at some point for what they are, and that Randy and I have the job, which we have faithfully gone on for. Randy, 7-8 years now, me, this is the 31st year on radio. Pull the curtains back from Oz, folks, because we're being misled all over the place. Honest to God.
I'd like to hear Wolfgang on the Broward County deal. What did
Yeah,
that
would
that?
Be really good, because we're going to have the Broward County attorney on, and maybe I can get you on that same show with her. Would you like that?
Oh, absolutely.
What is your thoughts on the shooting?
Okay,
well,
and then,
are you ready? You have to get a notepad out and a pencil. Anyone who's listening today, parent, grandparent, law enforcement officers, paramedic, EMT, take out a notepad and just as a principal now, okay? I've been trained in Broward County. Well, you can no longer call me a conspiracy theorist in Broward County. Because in 2006, 2007, 2008, I was actually their school safety consultant. I actually developed and wrote their emergency management plan for active shooter. I developed their safe teams. I did school safety assessments. I spent enormous amount of lifetime in Broward County. I've been at Douglas High School. I know where all the cameras are. I know where the monitors are. I mean, you cannot call me a hoaxer or whatever the other terms are, okay? But here it goes. You are February the 14th, 2018. You only have 20 minutes left in the school day. You already had your announced fire drill early that morning. 20 minutes left, 3,500 students in that school. Somebody pulls a fire alarm with the last 20 minutes of school. Now, that school, I can tell you for a fact, has a history of false alarm, prank calls. Students love to disrupt the school day. So they have knowledge that there are false prank calls. So why, when that fire alarm is pulled, since they've already had a drill, why would some administrator come on the intercom with 20 minutes left to tell all 3,500 students and staff to evacuate this school? Now, we're trained better than that. This is common sense. Would you not want to know where the pool station is? I mean, we now have...
Yeah, I do. What is your explanation for that?
Well, the explanation is, from what I'm hearing from a couple teachers inside the school, they had the Secret Service in that school 3 weeks ago training the staff on active shooter. Now tell me help me understand, America, and those who are listening, what does the Secret Service have to do with active shooter in a public high school? Help me understand that.
Precisely. Okay. The Secret Service does not belong in a high school.
The Secret Service? I mean, where are we going with this? Now what they've done, here's Valerie, I think this is what I'm worried about, being an administrator. You have just awoken a sleeping giant. And those are called the high school seniors, juniors, and sophomores. You have just created the biggest firestorm, because their agenda now, whoever has sold them on this, is going to march on guns, AR-15. They're going to walk out of school. They're going to, I mean, let me tell you something. You have created a firestorm, and I don't know if they can ever take it back. This is going to be a national movement. They're going to, I mean, how is that? Who's driving this agenda?
I would
George guess. Soros.
Yeah. Totally Soros.
It is.
Soros,
but you
Obama,
know what?
Clinton,
it's time
all
for
of them, traitors.
He's a traitor to this country. You know, let me tell you something. In America, and we the people better wake up and somehow do whatever we can. Whatever we can to slow that sucker down.
Wolfgang, he practiced with Russia and other countries first. His whole goal was to destroy economies and to create, and how he did it, but is by causing people to fight each other by Black Lives Matter and things like that. And then racist, you know how whites are all racist. Have you ever seen 23 black people that are angry with what white people have done? Racism just is the color of racism is not just white, okay?
Yeah.
It's everywhere. So
and for Bill, again, Bill, look how this comes back to the opening of the program. Think of all of these seniors, high school. Did you see the CNN town hall meeting? It was disgusting. Who is brainwashing these school kids, these students, to say what they're saying? They're going to have a long-term mental health issue as they're growing up, and as they're going to have children and families. How in the world are they ever going to, I mean, whatever happened to character, education, honesty, respect, patriotism, caring? I mean, how are we losing all of this in America? I mean, I'm an educator. I believe in those things.
Psychopaths, Wolfgang, don't care about things you just mentioned. And we have our country in the hands of, our states in the hands of psychopaths.
Well, the other thing that people need to realize here is that all the so-called gun advocates, they're the first people that are surrounded by people who are carrying guns, protecting themselves, okay? If you think about the Congress people, all that, they have ounces of protection. They're protected. The average person doesn't. Okay, so look, I'm a gun advocate. I have them. I think the real issue boils down to this mental health issue. And listen, 21 years ago, the HIPAA law was passed. Why is there a correlation that in the last 20 years these things have happened? And I'm telling you, it's this mental health issue.
It's not
all
just
you have
mental
to do,
health, Bill, because
and
the Manchurian candidates have been trained, and I've actually talked to two of them, okay?
Well,
the Manchurian, if anybody saw the Manchurian candidate, the government actually trains, the dark government actually trains assassins, okay, and has them go out into the world. And these people don't even have memories of it. I had two of them for clients. What they finally came up with as we were doing therapy was, in one case, the woman told me that they dressed up like Mickey Mouse and stuff like that and gave them all kinds of drugs and kept repeating things. And they were dressed up in clown costumes and things of that nature so that if they told their story anywhere, nobody would believe them and they'd sound crazy. So they were programmed. Two people came across my trail, and I'm one person in a very large world. So God knows the depths of the corruption that's going on. And our Washington Insider, I don't know what percentage Washington Insider would you say of our government is trustable?
Well, if you want to see mental illness, just take a drive down Broward Boulevard and go past the county library. There's 400 homeless people parked there all the time. Every single one of these people are certifiably crazy. Okay, you can look at them. They're not in their right minds. And they camp out every day and live in front of a public library. You know, God
well,
knows when
I actually
down
talked
there.
To a star, Inkian Star, okay? And Inky and Star have been living on a corner in a tent that's actually provided them by UCLA. And under that tent, these people were actually in an old folks' home. And the government came and took away something, their pensions or something like that, and they ended up in the streets. And UCLA actually feeds them. So these were not crazy people. These were people that were literally thrown out of an old folks' home by skullduggery with payments and things of that nature. So, I, you know, there certainly are certifiable people that need their meds, okay? There's other people down there. I spent one summer in Santa Monica going around the streets talking to the homeless, and I found school teachers. I found a woman that begged so that she could take her baby into a hotel room. I found a lot of people that had lost their homes in downtown.
Well, the thing is, Val, there is the mental health issue, but there's something bigger, and everybody needs to just kind of step back and take a breath here. The FBI dropped the ball. It seems like there's an agenda, an incentive to turn your eye to this, because if you can get a guy, if he's real or not real, I don't know, to go ahead and shoot a few people, and then the agenda not being the fact that the FBI, I mean, the glaring laser should be pointed at that the ball was dropped when all these people allegedly turned this guy in, but then the first thing they go to the airwaves is ban the gun. But nobody came out and said, you know, if they really cared about somebody, you know, why in December of 2017 did a jury find undocumented an immigrant not guilty of a murder of that Kate Steinle? You know,
that was going in California. Are you talking about that one?
Yeah, and the point is, this is on purpose. They don't care about the smaller cases. They're blowing up these big cases, and it seems like it's, you know, Sandy Hook with how many kids. This one is how many kids. The alleged shooting up in Orlando was how many people. And, you know, it's funny because they go to the airwaves, they instantaneously know who everybody is. In a
before
real
that,
shooting,
though, notice
right.
that they know who's going to go before it's even published.
Behind this. There is money, big money, dark, seedy, demonic money behind this. It's obvious. It's glaring obvious. They only put one agenda on the airwaves. They know every single person's name. They've got the perfect people to put up in front of the camera. You know, there's always a drill that happens before the main event. Look at every single one of these. There's always a drill.
Yep,
there was
totally.
Always something. I mean, we have to quit saying it was real. It was not real. There is something dark, seedy, and demonic behind it, and I don't believe it. Was he mental? Did he really do it? Was he paid to do it? Was he a part of some of these government programs where they do the mind manipulation? I don't know, but Trump, the real good guys that are standing behind the scenes, everybody needs to stop being afraid of standing and go stand.
Go, Randy, go!
Randy, great job. And I've got to say this, okay? Remember, I told you that the fire alarm went off 20 minutes before the end of the school day? Everybody remember?
Yes. Yes.
Why is there a 20-minute delay in the CCTV camera system? Why would a school put their entire camera system on a 20-minute delay? It's
you
not
wouldn't want
any
because
time.
This is a scam.
Going on,
this
would
is
you?
A scam. This is a scam. The people are being scammed, and the media is owned. The propaganda ban was lifted. These treasonous traitors are being allowed to do this and brainwashing and manipulating. I go through the lobby of my building, and they got the news on, and they're just like gut-wrenched and heartbroken because they're seeing, oh, my God, 17 kids were shot. I don't believe it. I don't believe any of it anymore. It is a scam. It's the Truman
everything,
Show.
Randy,
pull
I don't know if
curtain.
You heard it or not, but Trump was supposedly... his family was almost assassinated, so I did some research on it because I follow up on these big headlines. It turns out that Trump's son got an envelope with some white baking powder in it. So blowing up everything all over the place, there was no assassination attempt. There was a jerk trying to scare somebody. So what you get a toenail, and it means you just lost your leg. It's that kind of stuff. And I'm sure, Bill, you saw that with what was going on with your case with a judge. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But where do you win here? Where you win here is by getting the information. I don't know if Valerie's still online, but she's got more. We're bringing in you information every single solitary week. Spread it around. You don't have to believe everything we say. We could even be wrong about some of the things we're saying. The point is get your nose into it, hop into your computer, and start doing some research. Notice that the Boston Marathon bomber's arm was longer. And it turned out that they photoshopped his arm. Notice that newspapers had incidences of them, of things that hadn't happened for 4 or 5 hours yet. I mean, we've been sitting here for years listening to this stuff.
Valerie, I've got
to
make a key point.
What kind of action could they take to help you out, Wolfgang?
Valerie, key point, if anybody watched CNN town hall meeting with the Sheriff Israel, do not trust that sheriff. He is protecting his gluteus maximus in every way possible. And you know what's really scary? This is a mental health issue. He is now trying to get legislation passed nationally. Remember, he's a federal, he's an elected official. They want now to have law enforcement to have the ability to diagnose and actually Baker Act people if they think they have a mental health issue. They're trying to get law enforcement to have the ability to diagnose and put people in the mental health facility.
We're almost to the end of the show. I want to make sure. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you, Wolfgang?
And what's the three questions? I want to hear what Wolfgang's three questions
are. I need to know that the specifics are covered first, and then you can ask the three questions afterwards.
I think anybody who wants, you know, hold me accountable to, and I give my phone number out. I mean, I actually tell people my real name, and I give them my phone number, 352-729-2559. If you're law enforcement, dear God, wake up. Your job is to serve and protect. You took an oath of professionalism, integrity. Do your job and expose this fraud.
Do your number again.
352-729-2559.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Bill, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, I'm out there. There's a website available. It's williamdunauthor.com. I'm an investment advisor, so if you look up William P. Dunn IV, I'm on Google. You can find me. You can Google me. You can find me anywhere you want. You know,
but
I'm
what do you want people
invest-
to do?
Advisor, so, you know,
what's your
we're an open book.
And everyone should go to Amazon and get his book, which is called Sandy's Gift: Walking in the Light, because he actually talks about his case at the end. You mentioned names, attorneys, etc.
What action do you want people to do? Do you want
like people to send letters. Don't email your congressman and send letters in and saying, please take a look at the HIPAA law. We need to rescind it or change it, because in the case of mental health, it doesn't work. If you send them a letter, a physical letter, they must send you a letter back. You'll inundate them. If you send an email, it's not the same as a letter. Then they have to mail you a letter back, and you'll keep their kids working overtime. That's what I think, personally.
We're into 1 minute right now. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, Cloning, HappilyTwoHundred.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, Annabon Rice, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Sheriff Richard Mack, Tiffy Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Paul the Plumber, Terry Cole Whitaker, Sherry St. Vincent, Lonnie Hogan Miller, Roger Stone, David R., descendant of King David, RandyShannon.com, Edward F. Group III, Jeline Nightingale, and DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, a big team at Voice America, Jess Bernard and Ryan Treasure and Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon. Thanks to our research director, to John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Follow up with these guys. Check them out. Go on the internet. Get to be part of their action. Take action. Just sitting here thinking that this is a good program or that that was interesting isn't going to make a difference. You getting your B-U-T-T up and R-U-N-N-I-N-G, and that'll make a difference. Thanks for listening.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is over.